Everyone was waiting for us to fold up and you know, admit defeat.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's a piece of the story that has to be told. There were two possible outcomes here. And one that was more likely than the other, and the more likely one was that we would falter. Because this was, a lot of people thought it was taking resources, a lot of people thought it was watering down the academic agenda, mm-hmm. a lot of people mm-hmm. thought that, you know, it was Piper's cheerleading, and, you know, it was done for all the wrong reasons. I mean, well, at a university, nothing gets total consensus. Right?
Yeah.
So it was more popular outside than it was inside. There was no doubt about that.
Interesting. And it wasn't very popular outside.
It wasn't very popular outside. In fact, you know, I often use it as an example of when I said, when I'm talking about leadership and being true to yourself and knowing what you believe in and standing up for it, I often use the downtown Eastside example, not so much as how wonderful it is, but how difficult it was. In, it would have been so easy for me to not go forward on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The board was very skeptical. When that Vancouver Sun article came out, I was interrogated at the board. You know, why are we doing this? It's going to be unsafe. It's terrible. You know. But I knew it was right. Right? At least, you know, it, for me, for my values, I knew it was right. I knew I could defend it. And I knew I would be very upset if I caved